WUMB listener Rick Drost joins us from Boston for the Creativity Corner this week. We met Rick in a parking lot at the Boston Folk Festival. He began telling us this story.
So why do I say I started realizing a few years ago that the more time I spent doing music, the better my life got? In my case, doing music means choral singing or live folk singing in small venues and open mics. As I've sung, I've felt more connected to the family of man and the universe through the musical community. Singing has helped me pry apart each moment, all the more important to me at this point in my life. One example from last spring. Last February, on a chorus tour to England, I was privileged to sing in the soaring Ely Cathedral outside Cambridge, built by William the Conqueror in the 11th century AD. To build it, the people demolished an abbey that had already been there in a couple of incarnations for hundreds of years. So people had chosen that very place on earth to meditate alone or to celebrate with others their joy in being alive. And there I was, one of a few hundred singers from both sides of the pond, and with one of the world's great orchestras together sending harmony into every vault, all eight corners of the Lantern Dome, out through the stained glass windows and up to the stars, where our sound fell in behind the sounds of all the others throughout those centuries. Did we shake loose some early plain song from the lintels and maybe help it on its way out? I'd like to think so. 2 days later, some of us went on a bus tour to Stonehenge. This circular arrangement of large blocks of stone was started over 5,000 years ago. Stonehenge was probably built to keep track of the sun and the moon so that cosmic events like equinoxes, solstices, and eclipses could be anticipated for practical and ritual purposes. I reflect again on the astounding effort people have made over the ages, all cultures, how primal the need is to stay in tune with the universe, to plant, to harvest, to tremble, to congregate and celebrate life, to commune with each other, to sing, to dance, to pray, to whatever power keeps the sun and the moon rising and setting. The stones seem to have been arranged in accordance with a 19-year lunar cycle. How long would it take to observe such a repeating pattern? How would the elders convey their discoveries to the next generation? Might there have been a song with alternating 29 and 30 measure verses? I'd sure like to know what the Stonehenge celebrants' chants sounded like. So I'm going to sit quietly now, and if I listen long enough, maybe I can catch a few strains of their music coming back around.
Rick Drost for the Creativity Corner.